April 15th, Beijing, Shamrani Didi, Rupa Shiksha, continued.
Binde namaste chananala bindam yate kahu vandana kudakaya bacha yache nipatya bhuvitandava upadati asya prasadam apadasya kyana shukritya ganda viketa vagane
First, I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most venerable Diksha Gurudev, Nityananda Pravishta Om Vishnupad, bestowed to the Sri Srimad Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
首先，我向我最值得崇拜的Diksha Guru Nityananda Pravishta Om Vishnupad。Paramahamsa Prabhupada Astoda Shishima Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Lingha Ju Chan自由式的顶拜.
And the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Shiksha Gurudev, Om Vishnupad Astoda Shishima Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj.
那么其次呢，我向我最值得崇拜的 Shiksha Guru Om Vishnupad Astavta Shishima Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj 的莲花珠呢，赐予呢无数的顶拜.
To all our disciplic succession of spiritual masters and all the assembled devotees.
也向我们整个哈十度禅系的灵性导师顶拜，向在座的奉献者顶拜.
So we're coming to the last of the verses in Sri Rupa Shiksha.
那么我们已经来到了哈Rupa Shiksha 这一章节里面的最后几个世界.
First, I wanted to mention a couple of things. It seems like in our first meeting a few days ago, we had more devotees than are here now.
It's too far away, maybe.
Huh?
It's too far away for them to travel.
So they couldn't continue coming?
Yeah. 他说第一天来的奉献者还多过今天哦，我说可能是路途太远，有的奉献者像Chicha他们年纪比较大，可能赶不过来。
Maybe next time we can try and arrange for some facility so that more devotees can be closer.
下次他说可能安排地方要好一点，然后可能那些人能够来多一点. So one devotee travel 4 hours to come here. You know, it's still like over 70. How can he continue?
Wow, yeah. See what you mean. Yeah.
Because it's too big in Beijing, you know. This is the really north, and some from east, some from the west, some from the south is too far.
And since they hardly ever come together, if we can arrange some facility so that everybody can be together for that time, somehow or other, praying for Krishna to reveal some way.
我说怎么安排好呢？他说下次你向 Krishna 祈祷，安排好一点地方，让大家都能够集中一下，有地方集中，因为实际上是比较偏远。
Prabhupada writes in the Krishna book that Krishna can make yes, no, and no, yes.
帕帕德在哈 Krishna 这个 book 里面呢写到哈，就是 Krishna 的话呢，可以令到呢哈 yes 变成 no 哈 no 变成 yes， 也就是说不可能成为可能，可能变成不可能。
And Krishna can make the impossible possible and the possible impossible.
也就是他刚才解释，然后就我跟你说的，他令到不可能呢成为可能哈，令到可能呢成为不可能。
And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it states that whatever is difficult becomes easy by remembering the Panchatattva, and whatever is easy becomes difficult by forgetting them.
所以 Chaitanya Charitamrita 里面呢也讲到了呢，通过呢冥想 Panchatattva 然后可以令到呢。 困难的变成容易，那么忘记它的话呢，就让容易的变得困难。
So I'm convinced that if we meet before any the teachers come from out of town, we can figure something out.
他说呢，如果呢你们大家在呢哈， 那些传教者呢来之前的话呢，如果有一些安排呀，就说呢之前碰面了商量一下，那么组织一下的话呢，可能会更好一点。
And usually, I always request devotees to bring guests, whenever we're at any city.
然后通常我都要求呢，奉献者哈，如果有些有些客人哈、朋友的话呢哈，可以带过来的，无论是哪个城市的啊。
But this time I don't care because I know you're all by nature sharers, so that whatever is happening in this week, you'll bring it everywhere. You'll be distributing books and the message of our Gurudev and Guru Parampara. So I don't care here.
但在这里的话呢，哈，我不是很在乎了，因为我知道你们都喜欢去跟别人分享，哈，去派书啊，派一些就是分享这些东西的。所以这次的话呢，他没有什么要求啊，基本上他没有说什么。他说去其他城市，他一般都会推出那人哈，去派海报啊，派书啊，请那些朋友过来呀。但这次在中国，他没有说什么。
Also, it's not bad, not too bad that we don't have guests because then I'm free to speak for you all without worrying about what the guests are going to think or
因
what
为，
they're not going to misunderstand.
没有那些朋友哈，新的人的话呢，也有好处呢，就是说呢哈，我可以很自由的跟你们讲一些命题呢，不用考虑到那么他们会怎么想啊，等等啊。
The only thing I am concerned about is the devotees who live far, so for next time we can do something.
我只是担心呢，就是说路途较远很远的那奉献者哈，就是说聚会的时候呢难以的到达，或是呢哈，就是说呢比较困难的话呢，你们下次呢可以呢。当地奉献者可以想一个办法，如果有下次的人过来的话呢，可以安排一个较好的位置。
Because coming together is so important.
因为呢，聚在一起的话呢是很重要的。
Fortunately, we have such a powerful guru that if for some means outside of our control, we can't come together and we sincerely pray in our heart, then Gurudev and the whole Guru Parampara can come in our heart.
那么我们只是很幸运哈，有这样的一位咕噜的话呢。就是说呢，虽然我们有时候不能聚在一起哈，如果内心中向咕噜祈祷哈，那么呢，那么咕噜和那使徒传信的话呢，会来到我们心里面。
And I'm sure you'll be taking all the katha to all the devotees who weren't able to come or continue to come.
那我也就是说呢，确定了你们哈将这些呢讲过的课的话呢，给予那些哈不能来的，或是呢不能够持续来的一些奉献者，一些录音。
So, we're continuing the last few verses of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings to Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī.
那我们继续哈，讲到呢，马巴布呢哈，对于卢帕库双米这个最后的这个教导啊，最后几个师姐了。
So in the previous verse, he concluded by saying that all the rasas are amalgamated plus more in conjugal love.
那么呢，前面这个师姐呢，哈，就是最总结性的讲到了呢，在爱侣情怀之中呢，她将所有哈前面这些 rasa 之中所体验的情感的话呢，感受到的情感呢，已经全部融合在一起了，并且呢，更多一些东西。
And the intensified taste is certainly very wonderful.
这种呢，哈，强化的这种呢，品味的话呢，哈，肯定的哈，是非常的哈，奇妙的。
So then, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, brings us to the end of this Shiksha discussion.
那么的话，这个呢，作者的话呢，Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami 的话，将我们带到的话，这个Shiksha，这个那个训示的话，这个教导这一块的这个结束了。
And he says, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then concluded, I have simply given a general survey describing the mellows of devotional service.
那么呢，这里马巴布呢就总结到哈，他说我只是给了一个梗概的哈。关于呢，这个奉爱服务的这些呢，情愿就是说情感方面的这些 rasa 这些简单的哈，一个梗概的一个呢，陈述。
You can consider how to adjust and expand this.
你可以的话自己考虑的话，如何呢去调整呢，并且呢去扩展它。
And it's a fact that Sri Rupa Goswami adjusted and expanded.
那么也确实如此哈，卢帕沟沙米的话呢，将这个命题的话呢，调整并且呢。扩展了它。
Because on one of Srila Rupa Goswami's disappearance days a few years ago, Gurudev said that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hardly told Rupa Goswami anything. It was just a short meeting.
那么在呢哈，卢帕沟上面的引进日了。就说在卢帕沟上面，这个引进日里面，几年前咕噜在讲到了哈。实际上在这个短暂的会面中的话呢，财政马布布的话呢，基本上呢，告诉的相当少哈，对卢帕沟上面给的东西相当少。
And then by being empowered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being in his heart, he expanded this conversation into many, many volumes of books.
但是的话呢，因为呢，得到了马帕布的授权，也因为呢，内心的呢，马帕布在他心中了，所以呢，卢帕沟上面有能力呢，将这个话题呀、啊，这个简短的一些话题的话呢，扩展了，变成很多的哈，这个呢，书本啊，经籍的。
His prayers like Stavamala.And his instructive books like Nectar of Instruction, Upadeshamrita, Bhaktivedanta Sindhu.
那么他呢哈，祷文呢，祈祷文呢，包括呢 Stavamala， 还有一些呢哈，教诲性的一些呢书籍，包括呢 Upadeshamrita 教诲的纲录，以及呢奉爱纲录之阳哈 Bhaktivedanta Sindhu。
And also books with very elevated confidential pastimes.Like Lalita Madhava, Vidugdha Madhava, and Ujjwala Nilamani.
那么还有一些呢，关于呢非常机密的逍遥时光那些书了，像 Lalita Madhava， 还有呢 ，what's that?
Ujjwala Nilamani, Lalita Madhava. Vidugdha Madhava.
Vidugdha Madhava. 还有呢 ，Ujjwala Nilamani.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that when one thinks of Krishna constantly.This is the last things he's telling Srila Rupa Goswami.
那马布布呢？哈，就最后讲到了。他说，当一个人哈持续不断的想啊冥想想着 Krishna 的时候
，When one thinks of Krishna constantly, love for Krishna manifests in the heart.
那么对 Krishna 的爱的话呢，会在心中哈展现出来。
Even though one may be ignorant, one can reach the far shore of the ocean of transcendental love by Krishna's mercy.
那么呢，尽管一个人是无知的哈，但是呢，却能够到达呢，Krishna 莲花族the far shore of Krishna's ocean.
The far shore, the other side of the ocean.
那么呢，可以到达呢哈，就是说呢，这个海洋的另外边呢。
From one side, I can reach the other side.
Yeah, it's Krishna's lotus feet at the other side.
Of the ocean of a transcendental love for.
那么集的 Krishna 恩典的话呢，这个人哈，尽管呢是愚昧哈无知，也可以跨越啊，就是说，到达对 Krishna 超人的爱哈，那海的另外一边。
Then after saying this, the Lord embraced Rupa Goswami, and then he decided to go to the city of Benares.
那么哈，在说完这些之后呢，主呢就拥抱哈 Rupa Goswami 后呢，准备呢启程呢去下一个城市 Benares. Benares.
So the, so the next morning, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arose from sleep and prepared to leave for Varanasi or Benares, Rupa Goswami submitted the following statement at the Lord's lotus feet.
那么第二天清晨哈，当主呢哈即将启程呢去呢 Benares 的时候呢，那么呢 Rupa Goswami 在他足下的话呢哈陈述有献上了几点的陈述了啊陈词。
What's the benefit of hearing their conversation?
那么
about their embracing.
就是聆听这个哈，就关于他们拥抱等等这些的对话，有什么好处呢？对我们
？Just by hearing it with faith, we become free from all miseries. All our desires are fulfilled. We become free from the ocean of birth and death and attain Krishna.
那么急着聆听这些呢哈，描述的话呢，我们能够免除呢哈物质痛苦啊，然后呢，拥有呢哈这种信心，然后到达呢 attain Krishna's lotus.到达 Krishna 的莲花族啊，
so、it's important to hear.
所以呢，聆听这些对话的话呢，包括里面的等等的描述哈，拥抱啊等等那些描述的话呢，是非常重要的。
So Rupa Goswami asked, "If you give permission, I shall go with you. It is not possible for me to tolerate the waves of separation from you."
那么呢，这里面 Rupa Goswami 呢向主说到哈，他说呢，如果呢你给予哈你批准的话呢，我想与你一道哈走。那么我不能够忍受呢哈与你分离呢哈这种呢强烈的哈这种波那这种波涛啊这种浪涛。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "Your duty is to carry out my order."
马巴布呢就回答了哈，他说你的责任的话呢哈去呢执行我的训令。
You have come near Vrindavan. Prayag is near Vrindavan.
那么你已经呢走得快靠近 Vrindavan 了哈，因为 Prayag 这地方。
So now you should go there.
他说现在的话呢，你去那边啊，去 Vrindavan。
Later on, you can go from Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri through Bengal, and there you will meet me again.
他说呢哈，稍后之后呢，你将从呢哈本达文呢去加格纳普里，途中呢会停啊，停在呢这个孟加拉啊。那么在那里的话呢，你再将再次与我相会。
So they did meet at Puri, and at the Rathiyatra festival, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was singing these very beautiful slokas to Lord Jagannath in the mood of Radharani, singing to Krishna in Dwarka. Which nobody else can understand except for Rupa Goswami and maybe a couple of his most confidential associates.
那么的话，在加格纳普里呢哈，他们两个人的话呢哈，确实呢又再次相会了。那么在呢加格纳普里的时候呢，在唐诗节的时候呢，阿玛帕布呢向加格纳哈唱出了很多的哈歌词啊。那么这些歌词呢是呢罗德拉尼呢哈在库鲁之野呢向 Krishna 唱出来的，充满这种分离之情的啊这种的情感的这种的啊世界。
And if you read the origin of Rathiyatra.In Chinese that Shama Devi did, you'll see the great contribution that Rupa Goswami made to the world for the elevation of the world while he was in Jagannath Puri.
那么当我们读到哈这个《唐诗节起源》这本书的时候呢，在中文我们有啊，那么我就明白呢，卢巴沟沙米哈究竟呢在这里面哈，他就是说呢，他的价值所在的。
So then, after embracing Rupa Goswami, Lord Chaitanya got in a boat.
那么呢，在拥抱完哈，卢巴沟沙米之后呢，马帕布呢就上了船了啊。
And what did Rupa Goswami do? He fainted and fell down on the spot.
那么呢，卢巴沟沙米哈，他就呢晕厥了哈，就在当地呢就倒在那地上了。
So our goal in hearing this or reading this is also to faint.
实际上我们
separation from the Lord.
我们的目标的话呢哈，去阅读这些章节的时候呢。实际上呢，也是呢去晕倒啊，就是说呢，因为感受到与主分离啊这种情感呢而晕倒的。
So a Brahmana from Deccan, happened to see Lord Rupa Goswami fainted there, so he took him home.
所以呢，有一个哈婆罗门的话呢，在当时在场哈，看到呢 Rupa Goswami 呢晕厥过去了，那么他就将他带回家了。
And thereafter, the two of them departed for Vrindavan.
那么呢
the two brothers, that is Rupa Goswami and Anupam.
那么呢，后来两兄
for Vrindavan.
啊 ，Rupa Goswami 跟他的弟弟哈 ，Anupam 的话呢，啊，同时呢离开哈，去往前往那边 Vrindavan 去。
And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reached Varanasi, walking by foot like 1,000 miles.
哦，那么呢哈，马帕布呢哈，通过步行啊，啊，就是几千里啊，几千当时的，
that,
那么呢就说呢几千里呢去到呢哈这个呢。Varanasi.
And that's a whole other pastime.
那是另外一个小时光了啊。
So thus ends the pastime of Rupa Shiksha. Are there any questions or comments? And then we'll discuss your questions about Shivaratri and all that.
那么呢哈，关于这一章节的话呢，已经结束了哈。你们有什么问题关于这一章节啊？不然的话呢，他就会接着呢回答你们早上提问的。
But I'll be right back. I just have to get a book, the book on Shiva Tattva. You didn't translate Shiva Tattva into Chinese, or? Okay, I'm just going to get a book for you, then I'll be right back.
I don't think they're there. They keep
huh?
calling me. Huh? They keep calling me.
Oh?
Oh, Vasanti read my mind.
It's okay.
They keep calling you?
They're there?
I think they're.
Well, let's see. Sarva Mangala?
Yeah, yeah, they're
okay.
Okay, so any questions about Rupa Shiksha?
关于 Rupa Shiksha 这个章节还有没有问题？
就那个，不是咱们人有良心、阴心，还有忠心的。这个忠心呢，这个人男的也不能当男的，女的也不能当女的，这怎么办呢？这他不能结婚，也不能什么吧？
你说的。A person have male and female, but someone is like a neutral, like persons, you know, like people have a gender, male or female. He said somebody like not male and not female, and then they cannot get married. And what to do? 你什么意思？你在问他问题啥意思？
就那个书里说的呀，分三类人，我看到古代这个那个文章里头也这么说的。我说这样的人是怎么一回事？
It was the problem of this person, why he gets no proper gender. like male or female.
Well, he might be very lucky that he doesn't have to be under the illusion that everybody else is under.
He said, 有可能哈，这种人也是某种幸运，他不需要去呢哈，进入了某那个性别那个幻觉里面去。
He can easily understand that I'm not a material man or woman.
他可以呢，很容易呢哈，在那个位置呢，会明白我并不是个物质的男的或女的。
Whereas we have to rotate through the species millions of births.
而我们可能会在那里撞呢。
False conception.
啊，因为错误的概念撞几千世啊，都撞不出来。So any kind of like a position actually is neutral, no matter, you know.
It's much more fortunate.
It's fortunate. But sometimes it's like a curse, it's like not good for the ordinary speaking, this kind of person, you know.
Well, it's cursed from a material point of view.
我说有可能有的很多地方说这是一种诅咒哈，就是不男不女嘛，我们说的那种就是不好的。然后呢，他说呢，有可能从物质角度来说是个诅咒啊，是个不好的东西。我说。
From the point of view of materialistic people.
从物质的啊，物质主义者的角度来说哈，可能是不好的。
And people who are engaged in abominable intersexual activities are considered normal and healthy.
Even more unhealthy.
And people who are engaged in abominable intersexual relationships is considered normal and healthy.
Normal and healthy.
Normal to be to think I'm a woman and to have a love affair with a man is considered normal and healthy.
通常来说，人们就觉得哈，如果我是个女的哈，我跟男的有关系等等哈，是很正常和健康的。
But actually, it's the diseased condition of life.
但是呢，实际上这里呢，从就是说从这个角，从我们这个灵性角度来看，这也是一种疾病状态。
Just like if a man has a sexual relationship with a horse.Or a woman has a sexual relationship with a dog, that's considered very demented, isn't it?
那么如果呢哈，我们说男的跟一个马的哈，马有性交哈，是女的跟一个狗哈，那人家觉得那么很奇怪的啊，很怪异的。
Two spirit souls in material bodies who have a love affair with each other is like having a love affair with different species because the soul is not matter.
所以呢，一个男的，一个女的哈，实际上是两个灵魂呐，啊，他或两个躯体，他如果有这种关系的话呢，实际上也就是两个不同的种类在那里啊。
So if that genderless person is intelligent and he has good secretes, then he'll take full advantage of it and not waste his time in material loving affairs.
如果呢，这个呢，中性人的话呢，哈，他如果真有智慧吧，哈，啊，有真正智慧的话呢，那么可以呢，利用这个优势哈。他可以呢避开这些东西。
That's why Gurudev said that affection on the material platform is illusion.
所以 Gurudev 讲到了哈，在呢在物质层面的哈这个爱的话呢，情感的话呢，实际上是个幻觉来的。
When Gurudev said that, I asked him, but what about affection between God brothers and God sisters?
那么曾经我也问过 Gurudev 这个问题哈，那神兄弟姐妹之间这种爱和情感要怎么说呢？
So he said, does one atma marry another atma?
他就问我哈，反问我，他说一个灵魂会嫁给另外一个灵魂吗？会娶另外一个灵魂吗？
So I said, well, what about two God brothers?
那我就
like, we were in a car and there was Pundarik and Nandagopal. I said, so what about just two plain God brothers, not a man and a woman, but two God brothers?
那我就说呢，那两个神兄弟呢？当时在场有两个啊，两个跑步在场。他问我说：“那两个神兄弟之间的爱呢？和情感呢？”
So Gurudev said, "Nandagopal, who is Nandagopal? You know who he is?"
那么 Gurudev 就说了 ，Nandagopal 哈，就是其中一个神兄弟的名字。你知道谁是 Nandagopal 吗
？We're not the body.
也就是说，他提醒我们，并非这个身体。
So real affection for one another comes when we have affection for Krishna, which is a very high state, as we've been reading.
实际上呢，如果你你对另外一个哈个体的话呢，另外一个灵魂有真正的爱的话呢？是要你呢对 Krishna 有爱之后才会有的
so this,
很高的东西来的
so this genderless person has a good chance if he has the secretes to take advantage of it
如果这个无性人哈就说呢这个中性人的话呢如果他呢利用这种优势的话呢可以呢就是说呢 if he take advantages he can he can transcend
what it's easy
for him to
transcend what genderlessnesstranscend
the body conception.
Doesn't have to waste time with the opposite sex.
那么他就不用浪费时间，在异性方面浪费时间。实际上从灵修角度来说，任何东西啊，都可能是优势。
I mean, how many years I personally wasted?
那我
the opposite sex since I joined Prabhupada in 1966.
那从我个人角度来说呢哈，我
I weep when I think of it.
我浪费了多少年时间呢哈？就是说呢，在帕帕跟1966年加入帕帕的库什纳自觉运动之后。
I wish I was genderless.
我也希望我是没有性的人的、
oh, yeah.
就是太
now I feel kind of genderless but it took me a long time
现在呢我可能到达这个位置哈，但是呢花了很长时间就是他结婚了哈，这些东西他认为是浪费的时间
so you want to ask your questions
我就说那个崇拜就那个比如说我们因为希腊神吧是那个灵性世界的看门人，就所有的那个狗皮都非常尊敬希瓦神。那么就是我们在过那个希瓦就那个
显现日
啊显现日的时候，我们第一我不知道唱什么，反正我也没有可唱的。结果我就选了一个印度的一个普通的一个什么啊希瓦啊希瓦，我给他放了放，我估计他是一个也这样子出来，然后唱希瓦神，我就把那个放给他听了。
嗯。
然后就绕圈呢，我就很糊涂了，因为希瓦神他还有一个。David 他们家，
对，
那 David 我打电话问下嘛，我说叫几圈，他那他肯定是物质世界的嘛，一个女神，那么他就绕三圈了啊，
嗯，
对吧
，Durga 女神
，Durga 对，都是 Durga 女神，
嗯，
那我就绕三圈，可到希瓦神那呢，他说他说不好，那么就让我自己去想，我犹豫半天，我想他拍马屁吧，我就绕了七圈，
嗯、
但是我当然我很那个什么，心里头很那什么的，很不安的，因为。我想他是酸奶和奶的关系，那么我就绕七圈了。这个样子，他那个牛我绕一圈，他不还有个坐骑呢吗？像我想，嘎鲁达，我们都是进庙时候都拜他的，那我想他那个公牛也很厉害啊，我就绕他一圈，就像这种，这是一个崇拜。另外一个呢，就那天呢，就正好赶上一个显现日，是那个巴拉拉玛显现日，正好赶上和那个。公牛那个公猪形象是一天，
那是尼天安达吧？
尼天安达差不多，那我弄错了，对不起。然后那个，我就把他俩摆在一起，因为我懒得搞两次，我想要扔两次花花那样，我就想一次都给他解决了，我能不能放在一起就崇拜了？反正我因为我也挺堕落的，我就没有崇拜两次，我一次都崇拜。先绕那个形象，再绕那个形象，都是七圈嘛，然后再绕我们固的三次啊，然后我就一次说一个普什潘加里美加，这样九回啊，反正我都不知道这种就崇拜的对不对？
对，
反正我想我有这个心呢，我既然崇拜他，他就会原谅。我也说了，我很不懂礼貌，我也很不懂，我说我可能会冒犯，但是请你看在我的虔诚的崇拜的心上，原谅我那些冒犯。就这样做，像那后来又到了主 Rama 显现日更麻烦了，那个那张画上有很多奉献者，除了就他们就那个他和Lakshmi Prabhu还有他Lakshman 那个主那个得叫主
Lakshman
还有他的家的 David
Sita
对，后头又站了好多
猴
啊什么的，猴王和还有猴王呢，一边一个猴。然后那个猴子比我跟我们家 good day 怎么办呢？我不是先绕谁后绕谁啊？我觉得我从我心里觉得我们 good day 要比至少比猴子们都高，我就
这应该崇拜心是对他们崇拜的，针对他们的崇拜。
针对他们崇拜，我们 good 要搞在后面是吗？搞不清楚，就是三圈绕到谁那去
？She's talking about you know Shiva, how to worship Shiva, Shivaratra, you know, because Shiva is like the guard in the holy dam, so even the gopis respect Shiva. So we worship Shiva. She don't know how to sing what song for Shiva. She just find on something on the internet, Om Shiva, maybe something, and they play these videos to glorify Shiva. You don't know how to first worship Gurudev and worship Shiva, or you know, she don't.
What did she say about Lakshman
and Sita? Because the you know, one picture, there's many devotees there, you know, the associates of Ram, Lakshman, Sita, Hanuman, all these monkeys there. He said, we first worship Gurudev or worship this person, you know, I don't know.
Is she talking about
Yashoda Mama and Vrinda Nishin?
No, it's not here.
Not her, oh.
哈利波，
多少节我们会碰到一起的。
Is he talking about Ram and Shiva? How do you worship Ram and how do you worship Shiva?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, they like this appearance day of this avatar. And also Nityananda Prabhu and Varaha, they're the same day. Can she do it together, you know? Or separate worship?
Vasanti, can you bring the calendar? The Panjaka?
There's one on that little table next to you.
Oh, yeah. Can you get that book?
Yeah. Last year.
It's okay. It doesn't matter. So first Lord Shiva. I suggest that in her spare time, Jamuna reads this book called Shiva Tattva and dictates a translation, and then you get it on CD and gradually you can turn into, but you can start by having it on CD, the sweet voice, and then gradually it will turn into a Chinese book.
那叫我有空余的时间去把这本书
翻成中文
口译，然后呢或者是呢最后呢出来。
So Gurudev explains how we worship Lord Shiva and what are the mantras.
那么 Gurudev 在这里面讲到了哈，昨天崇拜西瓦和呢这些曼陀罗。
The way Gurudev worships Lord Shiva on Shivaratri is by giving a lecture about him.
Gurudev 崇拜的他的方式的话呢，是在啊西瓦显现日 Shivaratri 那天呢讲经的。
And he doesn't do any formal worship.
但是呢，他不做呢这个仪式。很正规的啊，崇拜。
As far as the mantra for worshipping him, the best mantra is for glorifying him. The best mantra is, it's in the song book, what page? Vrindavanavanepate jaya somamole.
这边祷文里面有一个哈，Gopeshwar啊，第十四页。我们翻译成牧牛姑娘之主哈，实际上是牧牛姑娘是她的主人呢。Gopishva, Shiva, 这个翻译的有点错了啊。Gopishva means the gopis is Ishwar.
It means that the gopis are his Ishwar.
P 十四页哈。我们翻译成了牧牛姑娘是主西瓦神的祷文，那个顶拜祷文实际上是呢，牧牛姑娘是西瓦神的主人啊，是倒过来的啊。Gopishwara 要注意一下这个意思。你们念一下意思啊，中文意思。
昏的守卫啊。
收嘛。
收嘛。所有荣耀归于你们啊！你的额头
是有
月亮，
是
受到以
萨拉塔、
萨兰达、
萨兰达
和纳纳达等为首的圣人崇拜。牧牛女之主啊，希望你赐予我对圣人阿达玛的莲花顶纯粹的爱。
他们在八家圣地
上演愉悦的逍遥时光，我一再向你核实顶拜。
Can I all sing it together?
一起念一下。
Vrindavanavanipate jaya soma sole Sana sanana sanandana dharveya Gopishwara prajamilasi yugatri parme Pevangya chanji vipadhyadi namota sune。
很好
。So, there are many forms of Lord Shiva.
西瓦神有很多种形象的啊。
There's the original form.
有原初的西瓦神。
The expansion of that original form.
还有呢，它的扩展。
And many, many, many other lesser forms and forms that are lesser than that.
还有呢，扩展的扩展呢，等等的哈。
And Gurudev explains which form we want to worship and glorify in order to, that we can achieve our goal of Gopi praying.
那么呢 Gurudev 讲到了哈，我们究竟要崇拜西瓦神的哪一个形象哈，然后呢去达到我们的目标哈，Gopi praying 这牧女姑娘的情感。
And it's all described in this book.
那么都在这本书里面都提及到。
This book describes different pastime histories of Lord Shiva and Krishna, many of which are given in the Krishna book.
那么呢，这里面的话就提到了很多 Shiva 和 Krishna 的逍遥时光了。那么在Krishna book 里面的话都提到的。
It also describes the different services rendered by Lord Shiva to Krishna.
也呢提到的话 ，Shiva 神呢对 Krishna 所做的不同的服务。
The different forms of Lord Shiva in Vrindavan and his services to Krishna in Vrindavan.
还有呢哈，西瓦神呢在 Vrindavan 的不同的哈这个呢不同的形象哈以及的服务了。
And his original form as a gopi, gopi swara Mahadev.
还有呢哈，他最原初的形象呢哈，作为一个牧牛女的形象 ，gopi 啊
gopi swara Mahadev.
啊 ，gopi swara Mahadev 啊这个形象。
It also describes how even Bhima, you know, of the Pandavas, is his incarnation.And Hanuman is his incarnation.
那么呢，像呢，毕马哈，潘达瓦五兄弟之一啦，还有呢，哈努曼呢，实际上都是西瓦神的一些扩展。
哦。
And how Bhima and Hanuman combined together to become Madhvacharya or Sampradaya Guru.
那么哈，像毕马哈啊，哈努曼的话呢，结合起来呢，是我们呢哈，是传系上的一个导师呢 ，Madhvacharya 啊。
啊。
Is Madhvacharya Madhvanjapuri no?
Madhvacharya.
Madhvanjapuri.
Madhvacharya.
No, Madhvacharya, two different
persons. Madhvacharya.
Different person.
Yeah, Madhva.
Madhvacharya.
And Madhavendra.
Different person.
Yeah.
So when Madhvacharya appeared?
Madhvacharya appeared around the time Srila Vyasadeva appeared.
Oh, Vyasadeva.
About 1,000 years after Vyasadeva.
Madhvacharya, 我说是究竟是什么时候显现的？他说大概在 Vyasadeva 的后面1000年那样子显现的。
And Madhvanjapuri is the grand spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Madhvanjapuri 的话呢，哈是呢，马帕布的施主了哈，就是施工了那辈的啊，就是说呢，是两个人物来的哈。我有时候以为是两个一个人物。
And Madhvacharya met Srila Vyasadeva and received instructions from him.
Even 1,000 years ago.
Yeah.
那么Madhvacharya 的话呢哈，曾经呢见过呢哈这个 Vyasadeva 的哈，尽管他们有1000年的差距，他们是通过呢神秘的一些沟通了。
And his original form as Gopi Swara is much more beautiful.
那么呢，这个西瓦神的原初形象的话呢，作为 Gopi Swara Mahadev 这形象的话更加漂亮。
看一看。And you'll see the deity of him about this high.
Wow.
At Rupa Sanatan Gaudiya Math, you can pass.
在 Rupa Sanatan Gaudiya Math 里面哈有这个呢，有一个神像。
哦，这样子，不是两臂，两臂就是拿着一个浮尘好像，这样子拿一个浮尘，对。
How can we understand this all kind of expansion? Do they meet each other? Like Shiva's expansion and last expansion, do they meet?Or they never meet this expansion of Shiva. Durvasamuni also said it's one kind of expansion of Shiva.
Durvasa is also an expansion, yeah.
So all this expansion also meeting each other.
I don't recollect them meeting each other.
It's okay.
But they can meet each other. No problem. Krishna meets his expansion.
Not right.
Everybody.
这是灵性世界的希望，对，啊，这是他最原初的形象，周围呢 ，Gopi Shiva Mahadev 的形象。
Gopi 什么？
就我们看。
Gopi Shiva。
Gopi Shiva。
啊 ，Ishvara 是主人、控制者的意思，是牧牛姑娘是他的控制者，而不是他是牧牛姑娘的主人，这个翻译有点错误啊。
叫 Gopi Ishvara。
啊 ，Gopi Shiva， 他接得起。
看清楚索性。这本书可以下载，网上有。
对，证明他在崇拜呢哈牧女姑娘的。Gopi Ishvara， Ishvara 是控制者嘛，是吧？
在灵性世界，那个。
The original form of Lord Shiva is as a gopi。
所以呢，西瓦神呢最原初形象的话呢是一个牧女姑娘。
And yet there's a pastime.Of how Lord Shiva became a gopi.
所以有个逍遥时光专门讲到哈，这个呢， 希瓦神是如何成为一个牧牛女的啊。
Can you raise your hand if you do not know that story?
谁没听过这个故事的？举一下手。
Okay, so I'll tell it.
在圣地的时候朝拜的时候听过。
Lord Shiva wanted to join the Rasa dance.
因为主希瓦呢曾经有愿望呢想呢加入了这个Rasa之舞啊。
So he performed great austerities, and Yogamaya appeared to him.
Vanmasi, Vanmasi. 那么呢，他呢做了哈极大的苦行了，所以呢哈这个呢 Yogamaya 的一个形象哈 Vanmasi 女神的话呢向他展示了。
And Vanmasi dipped him in a kund, and then he came out as a gopi.
所以呢哈Vanmasi 女神的话呢哈让他呢在水里面啊。就是说呢电浸泡了哈，那么呢他出来后呢哈就变成了一个牧牛姑娘啊。
So then he was hiding and watching the Rasa dance.
所以呢他就躲着哈在那里观看了哈这个 Rasa 之舞。
And meanwhile, Krishna and all the gopis were feeling a little bit uncomfortable, like some outsider was watching them.
那么呢同时的话呢哈 Krishna 和牧牛姑娘感觉到很不舒服了哈，好像有外人哈在那看着啊，看着他们。
So they looked around and finally they saw Lord Shiva in the form of a gopi.
所以呢，他们自助长的话，终于呢找到了哈，就是以牧牛姑娘出现的这个希瓦神啊。
What's your name? Where do you live? Who's your husband?
所以呢，就问他你的名字是什么哈？你的住在哪的？你丈夫叫什么名字
？And he couldn't answer any of the questions because Purnamasi had given him a form but no other information.
所以呢，他就不能够回答任何一个问题的哈，因为 Purnamasi 女神呢给了他这些形象哈，这形体，但是呢没有给其他信息啊。
So they all started slapping him, and finally his face got swollen.
所以呢，他们都在哈掌嘴呢，给他掌嘴，给他掌。那么他的脸都肿了。
And then he started calling for Purnamasi Yogamaya for help.
哦，那么他就呼叫了哈，就是呼叫 Purnamasi 女神哈来救救他，救他。
And then she appeared there and she said, "Oh, he is my Kripa Patra, the vessel of my mercy." So please be merciful to him.
The best of my mercy.
Vessel.
Or
the container.
那么呢 ，Purnamasi 女神就跟 Krishna 说哈，她说呢，她是我哈恩慈的这个呢容器哈，就说呢领受我恩慈的人呐，所以呢，请哈对她呢哈大发慈悲。
So Krishna said, "Okay, since you're the object of mercy of Purnamasi, I will make you the gatekeeper of Vrindavan and the Rasalila."
所以呢哈，那 Krishna 就说了哈，既然你是呢哈 Purnamasi 女神的这个赐恩的对象哈，那么我将让你的哈成为呢这个 Rasa 之舞哈这个呢守卫者啊。
And no one will be able to enter Vrindavan or Rasalila without your mercy.
也就是说呢，任何人哈没有你的恩典的话呢哈，不能进入 Vrindavan 这个地方，或者是呢 Rasa 之舞啊。
So there are so many beautiful pastimes of Lord Shiva.
所以呢，关于希瓦神呢有很多哈，这个呢很美丽逍遥。
So I hope you'll always remind Jamuna that when she's riding on a train or bus.
他说提醒
you can just keep dictating and then make a CD for you all.
提醒我去你们口译哈，口译然后做那光盘可以听的。
And then somebody else can type it and you can have a look.
有人可以听下听的时候呢，聆听这个啊口译的时候呢，可以打出来啊。
Just see how.
你看找到第二个人了。She will do the typing.
Typing all right.Just see how beautifully it's laid out by one of your godbrothers, Vasant Prabhu.
啊，那么这一个神兄弟哈做的这个哈页面设计哈非常漂亮的。
And this is a picture of Lord Shiva speaking with Narada.
这个是呢哈希瓦呢与 Narada 的对话啊，在森林里面的对话。
And this is Gopiswar Mahadev's Shiva Linga.
啊，这是 Vrindavan 的哈，这个呢 Gopishva Mahadev 哈，这个庙里面的 Shivalinga 啊
，Shivalinga，
就是那个崇拜他们不是用一个石头嘛，黑的一般是黑的，啊，
一般是白的，
黑的。
This is another aspect of Lord Shiva. When he comes out of the glance of Mahavishnu, you know, when Mahavishnu is glancing over the material nature, and Lord Shiva comes out as the dim reflection of the glance.And he takes the form of Shiva Ling that unites with Durga, and then all the living entities are produced, full of ego and everything.
哦，那么这里面讲到哈宇宙创造的时候的话呢，当哈这个 Vishnu 的话呢哈这个撇视啊，那么这一个呢啊微弱的哈这个投射的话呢， 就展示为呢希瓦的一个形象啊。那么这个形象与多嘎女神结合的话呢，创造了哈这个呢物质自然呢，包括假我啊，还有各种物质元素啊，他参与创造的啊，宇宙创造也能参与毁灭啊。
So we're now having an official ceremony.
嗯，现在我们有一个正式的哈这个庆祝了。
To present Jamuna with this book.
给我这本书翻译。
And humbly request it to begin.
没错。我要干活了，这是我跟希瓦的特别关系，接这个服务。This is my special relationship with she.
那又拉上是我的第一步。
As far as Lord Ram is concerned, that was your next question about Lord Ram.
那么关于主 Ram 哈这个呢，这个问题啊。
那我明白清楚，就是我们就不做崇拜是吗？就是这样。
不做正规崇拜啊，就是说，比如说仪轨啊。
啊。
So we don't do the RT all these things to Shiva.
I've never seen it and I've never heard it.
因为呢，他没见过，这么多年来没见过。
知道了。
But we can chant that mantra that we chanted together.
Which one?
Oh,
可以唱的哈，献给就我们歌本里面那个祷文给他。
In fact, Gurudev said we don't worship.Lord Shiva in any other form.
因为那 Gurudev 说过了哈，我们不崇拜呢希瓦和其他的形象，不进行崇拜啊。
都崇拜了怎么办呢？
没有问题的。But she already worship. 我们是荣耀啊，啊，不拿来崇拜，就像做仪轨那样哈，供香供灯的那种。
Oh, if you want, you can do RT to Radha and Krishna, and then offer Lord Shiva the remnant.
如果你哈要做的话呢，你可以给呢哈 Radha Krishna 哈做崇拜啊，完了后呢给这个这个寄予给他们啊 Prasad。
我今年我是不知道，我就像我们崇拜从每个耳叉呀一样，我进了香灯水不怕做了一套
哎。She worship as like all the acharyas now we do the perform puja for them. She already have done this for this tattva.These avatars.
The avatars?
All these avatars, the Ram, like Shiva, all this, she do the puja.
Well, they're worshipped differently, not the same, they're not worshipped in the same way. Lord Shiva is worshipped. If you want to please Lord Shiva, he wants prasadam.
实际上呢，如果你要取悦希瓦神，他不想独立于呢哈 Krishna 而受到崇拜的，他是更想得到这个 Prasadam。
In Bhuvaneshwar, which is near Jagannath Puri, there's a temple of Lord Shiva and Hama or Durga.
那么在呢哈Bhuvaneshwar 哈，就是 Jagannath Puri 附近有个城市了。那么这个地方是哈崇拜希瓦的，那么呢，它有个庙哈。
So the pujaris take the Prasadam of Lord Jagannath and bring it to the temple of Shiva and Durga in Bhuvaneshwar, and that makes Lord Shiva and Durga very happy. They just want prasadam.
那么这个 pujari 的话呢，他专门呢从那 Jagannath Puri 哈去带呢这些妓女啊回来呢哈崇拜他的神像哦。
They don't want separate worship.
他不想哈得到呢哈就是说呢分开的哈这种崇拜。
So on his day, when you offer the incense, you can offer the remnant incense.
所以那天如果你哈崇拜要崇拜的话呢，你可以呢哈崇拜呢。Radha Krishna 之后呢，用这个寄语呢，给。
Just like we offer the remnant incense to the Guru Parampara.
就像我们给予呢哈 Guru Parampara 哈十度传系的导师一样，都是接受呢哈神像的寄语，
对，
这样子。你这种方式比较合适啊。
是，我明白了，我明白什么是合适的了。那我今天这次做的事肯定是不对的。
Now Lord Ram, he's a different case, because Lord Ram is the personality of Godhead.
那么呢，主 Ram 呢是另外一回事哈，因为呢他是至尊性格神啊，神首。
So on Ram's day.Gurudev also worships Lord Ram.
At puja.
By puja, but I'm not sure what the puja is. We'll try and find out.
我说是不是做 puja, 做崇拜那种 puja 哈，正规的崇拜。
I'll write to.
他说要。
I'll write to Gurudev's secretary when I get back to my.
他要回去问一下哈。
Email,
究竟那是Ram 的时候呢？
Specific puja.
有没有做那 puja, 就正规的崇拜？
这是我。
Like you can bathe. You can bathe.Sita Ram by having the picture, and then in front of the picture you have a bowl, and then you sprinkle the water. Like they have some kind of a thing where it's like kind of like a mesh, and they sprinkle the water on it and it comes out like a very fine wide shower. And so you bathe the picture of Sita Ram in front of the picture, and then the water goes in the bowl in front of them so that the picture doesn't get wet.
Mm. So we can do this actually.
Yeah, I'm not sure of the details, but I can find out for you.
So we can do Abhishek actually. For the
my understanding, but I'll find out the details.
他说，据他了解的话呢，可以呢哈，给这个呢 Ram Sita 的照片哈，做那个 Abhishek 沐浴礼，啊，这是正规的 Puja 里面崇拜包括的哈，比如说像 Gopurnim 的时候啊，啊，这个显现日，我们做那个 Abhishek 沐浴礼啊，哦，在那照片摆在前面哈，在那个你放在那个那个盆里面啊，水啊，各种各样的东西啊，在他前面做啊，这个。
And there's so many songs you can sing there's a few songs that.Gurudev and Prabhupada taught us to sing for Ram Nomi.
那么在 Ram Nomi 主 Ram 的显现日的话呢 ，Gurudev 和呢 Prabhupada 呢曾经呢教一些歌曲哈来呢荣耀的。
And Gurudev always glorifies Ram's activities on that day.
那么在那天的话呢 ，Gurudev 呢都会荣耀的哈主 Ram 的这个这个活动。
We sent out Gurudev's lectures on Ram Nomi. We sent out about 4 lectures, and I think Jamuna must have them.
那么在Ram Nomi 那里呢哈，他们基本上呢有四篇文章哈，是咕噜的人在针对那天讲的。
哦，
那时候我也没有。
If they're not already translated, they can be translated.
如果呢还没有翻译好，应该翻译一下啊。
So regarding the regarding the songs, there are lots of songs. There's some songs that they taught us. And also Gurudev has the devotees spend the day of Ram Nomi.Reading from Tulsi Das's Ramayan, very beautiful.
那么呢哈，Gurudev一般在呢 Ram Nomi 这一天哈，就主Ram 的显现日那天会叫呢哈，那奉献者呢去去朗读哈这个经典呢 ，Tulsi Das 啊写的这个呢 Ramayan 啊。
Ramayan.
Tulsi Das is a pure devotee that Gurudev glorifies.
那么呢 ，Tulsi Das 的话呢哈，是一个纯粹奉献者哈 ，Gurudev 呢都荣耀他的。
So like the songs are.Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Another one is Sita Ram Jaya Sita RamSita Ram Jaya Sita Ram Sita Ram Jaya Sita Ram Sita Ram Jaya Sita Ram Another one Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram Patita Pavana Sita Ram
对，这是。
Yeah,
这是几个传统的调式的，就是荣耀 Ram 的啊。
So I'll try to get you that information about the kind of puja and the bathing or whatever.
嗯，就我可以呢哈，写信呢去询问一下呢细节哈，关于呢这天呢这个崇拜，沐浴礼啊，还有呢 puja 怎么做等等。
So as far as Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Varaha.Let's look at the calendar.
They are together this year.
This,
same day.
This coming year. This year
already
Vasanti,
passed.
Vasanti, I need this year's calendar.
You can check this one. It's
open. I'm going to check this one. Let's see.February. Oh, this starts with Gopurnima. Well, then it comes to the end of it. Okay, so February. February. Okay, so Nityananda, it says, Varaha Dwadasi, and the last year, Varaha Dwadasi came on the same day. Oh, that was the appearance day of Lord Nityananda, of Lord Varaha.
Mm.
So then, oh, that's right, and Nityananda Trayodasi, You worship both of them, it says here.
Mm.
Before breaking the codicy, worship Sri Nityananda and Sri Varaha. So, see, because a titi is different from a day. The day is like, every day is the same. It starts at 6 o'clock in the morning and ends the next day. It's a 24-hour period. But in the Vedic calendar, people appear and disappear on titis.
那么呢，我们的日子的话呢，是一回事啊，讲的哈，比如说白天呢，今天六点到明天六点一天呢，这样算，这是叫日子啊。但是呢，伟达经里面这讲到了 titi 的话呢，它是呢哈，就讲到了显现和隐迹的这个时间。
A titi may correspond to day and it may not.
那么呢，一个 titi 的话呢，可能会呢，就是说跨越两天哈，有可能不是。
So therefore, sometimes you may have two people's days, two people's appearance days, some years happening on the same day and sometimes on different days because the titis are sometimes overlapping on the same, you know, Western calendar day.
所以呢 ,titi 的话呢就是说呢它是根据呢这个时间的话有可能呢你一年中呢比如说今年呢哈，这两个显现日哈是一起的，明年可能又分开了，不一样了，因为它呢有这个跨度在里面。
So like last year, you're supposed to worship them, and then in another country, they may be separated because the titis are different.
啊，那么如果有国家不一样呢，就可能就更不一样哈，就是说呢，中国可能印度跟不一样啊，时间不一样的。
And this year, which just passed.Let's see. Nityananda.
So they're separate of worship or?
Well.
Together. No problem.
See, what does it say here about Varaha Dwadasi was a different day from Nityananda Trayodasi in most places.
Mm.
So, but in some places it's the same, maybe. Yeah, some places it's the same. Same day. So, just glorify both.
All together.
You read about Varaha from the Srimad Bhagavatam, and you can discuss his relationship with Nityananda Prabhu, and then you read about Nityananda and glorify him.
What in relationship he has with Nityananda?
He's an expansion.
那么他呢就说呢我们可以从两者呢都崇拜哈，但是比如说瓦拉哈的话你可以读呢圣典婆伽瓦堂里面讲到这个化身呢，以及甚至他跟尼天南婆婆的关系，因为他也是尼天南婆婆的扩展来说，巴拉德扩展。
As far as how to fast, because there's Bhami Ekadasi and then there's Maha Dwadasi and all that, it's maybe different in the different years, so we generally in consultation withMadhav Maharaj, we generally send out the day before what the fasting arrangement should be of that particular year.
Oh, like special days?
Well, no, for that particular day, because it's a Ekadasi and Mahadwadasi, and you have to fast for Nityananda, but then you have to break the fast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's contradictory. So then how to reconcile it, we get the information from Madhav Maharaj, and then we send it out.We sent it out on the Hari Kata mailing list.
那么每次每如果呢遇到这种情况，比如说呢前面一天是阿卡达西，后面一天又是个显现日啊，那叫那么这种日子的话呢，他们一般呢在之前的话呢会发出这个呢哈这个讲稿文章去调和一下比较复杂的一些就是戒时，本来阿卡达西戒时第二天要破戒，但第二天呢又是一个呢显现日，那么呢这些怎么调和这些东西
？So for next year, you yourselves, whoever speaks English.Can write to them in enough time and find out the information.
那明年你们
If you don't get the information on time from us,
如果呢他们没有放出呢
just write to Brajana.
这个消息的话呢，可以写信过去问
Unless it's in the calendar, it's sufficiently the information is sufficient in the calendar, then no problem. But if you're not satisfied with that, then you can write to Brajana.
像这种日子的话呢，有时候呢日历呢并没有标示出来那么有时候呢他会在快到那个节日之前会发文章出来怎么届时啊。那个怎么做今年也是呢，那个夏马翻译的吧。 在那个日历面并没有写出来，只是后面后期他发了一篇文章，
有，
然后你翻译出来。对对对。
今天知道怎么做。
对呀、啊，就是说全戒、
啊、
第一天全戒、
嗯，
第二天的话呢用水破戒，然后再继续戒，那个
五谷。
嗯，是这样子的。
Okay, so if there's no
还有一个呢。
啊、
就那个还有那个就那个亚舒的妈妈和那个温大女神先绕那个。
先绕半场。
不是绕圈时候，每天早上，因为碰到那个卡提卡月的时候，我是把那张照片也放在这里边的。那么我肯定要把它绕一绕了，对吧？啊，因为在达摩大院里面，比如因为我在圣地的时候没这个问题，在家里时候就去年没去就有问这个问题了。我先拿一个绕圈绕谁，这是一个。然后呢，那个还有我还要像在伊斯康的时候，在每天给他再点一个灯吗？
可以呀、啊，点灯是可以的，供灯啊，那卡蒂尔月的供灯给
是。是每次我就那就正式找他们两个。
每升献灯啊。
每天还要再献一次灯，对吧？
你献灯是什么？你是点着长明灯还是什么灯？
不是，我做过灯仪以后，我再买那个蜡，就那上面就一个圆圆的，像圣诞节蜡一样、
哦、
放在手上，再去除了我那灯之外，我再去做一次这样的灯。
哦。
这样子。
应该灯就是供灯。
还是我那个供的灯，再去转哈，不用再去买蜡了。
不用蜡。
哦。
它蜡可能是做增加节日气氛。增加节日气氛他们会做的。
不是，我是延过来的，就是原来伊斯康的。
没有，他们也会这样做，有地方也这样做的，供那个蜡灯呢、啊、也会有。
哦。
He said in Celtic month they're offering the wax, you know the wax, like you put your like burning the what's that? It's not like lamp.
圣诞节或者
过。Like Christmas day, you know, you have this what do you call candle.
Yeah.
You know, can we offer these things to Damodar? You know, like many places they have the candles, you know, light up the candles.
Yeah,
and offer, you know.
Yeah, or Giwiks.
Giwiks also.
Yeah, like in Govardhan, the Gurudev is there, he has them buy about 1,000 Giwiks and they decorate the whole place with lighted Giwiks.
Is Giwiks or wax, is candles?
Giwik is, it's made of cotton.
Oh, yeah, yeah.那么在高瓦当上呢，那个尤其是那个一个节日的时候，点灯节的时候哈，那么整个都是亮的啊、哦。对，那个呢都是用那种哦小碗做的那个灯呢、啊，点。那么你用蜡烛也一样，有的地方用蜡烛啊、哦。
那就
是
蜡烛呢？等会儿，还没弄清楚呢。亚舒的妈妈和那个谁是需要谁呀、啊？
He said when she worshipped the photos, Yashoda is you know, binding Krishna, these pictures in Takatik. They offered the incense, everything, first to Yashoda or first to Vrinda Devi. Who is first?
Vrinda Devi?
Vrinda Devi is always there, pictures on the altar. But should he offer first to...
To Krishna?
To Krishna, yeah, of course Krishna, but Yashoda? And Vrinda Yashoda?
I think that's a good question for Madhav Maharaj. Why don't you write it? You can be their spokesman. I'm gonna write. Did you ever write to Brajnath before?
Yeah, I write. But not for this kind of question. You know, too many details. I always like asking the preachers.
Yeah.
Anybody come and then.
I never heard it because I never inquired and no one ever told me. So that would be a question for them.
他说从来没问过这个问题。
You're the representative of Chinese culture.Unless, you know, Vaishnava Maharaj knows or something.
But it's written.
Huh? So I would suggest that you, if you can ask Prajnath, maybe then you can tell me all the answers and then I'll know for the future when people ask.
我想问一下，在格罗卡文达文那里，那些牧牛姑娘和牧牛童，他们那个是他们的那个形象也称之为灵魂吗？那他们在那里的
灵魂跟他形象是一样。He said the gopis and the sakas, you know, in the Goloka Vrindavan, their soul is also their body. The same.
Yeah, in Goloka Vrindavan, there's no difference.
没有区别。
啊，
甚至外昆达都没有区别，他们灵魂就是他们的身体。
There's no difference. There's no duality between the soul and the body. It's all one.
也就是说没有二元论哈，我们的二元论就是说灵魂啊，身体啊。是吧？这种二元论在我们物质世界是变透的，但是在灵性世界是绝对的。他的衣服也是他，他的灵魂是他，他的身体也是他，全部是绝对的。
那里的牧牛 木牛童喜欢像温达突然写生平的故事、
啊、
里面讲了那个苏达玛他喜欢温达戴维吗？
嗯，
那种喜欢那种爱又是什么呢？是不是爱啊？
He said in Tulasi is stories, you know, about maybe some Puranas talking about Sudama love Vinda. So what kind of love
is? We don't read that story.
We don't read.
Gurudev said that story is not in our line.
那么 Gurudev 说呢，这本书哈，这里面的这些内容的话呢，不属于我们这个线上的写知识。
Because in that story, Radharani cursed somebody to fall into the material world.
Oh, 要走了 she has to leave earlier. It's late.
Thank you. Actually, you do all the work. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
明天见啊！
see you tomorrow morning.
明天来。
哎。慢走啊。
Right, so we're going to end here because we can see that you all have to get home.
You answer the question.
What was the question?
你就这个问题，你说刚才就继续。
我就是想问一下，
因为那刚才他说到了，
主 Krishna 为主，
对对对，他说了那本书的话呢，比如说里面涉及到 Naradwani 诅咒啊、水啊，然后又下来等等，它不是我们这条线上。比如说他诅咒 Vinda 女神哈，说你到物质世界等等呢，那么他说呢 ，Gurudev 不接受这种东西 ，It's also from Purana。
I know, but sometimes there are Puranas for those who are motivated in that.
因为那 Purana 经里面的话涉及到呢物质形态各个层面的哦，比如说愚昧形态的人啊，有的故事是给他们听的，讲给他们的，有的激情形态的善良形态的，所以 Purana 经里面呢有这些内容很多，所以这不是我们 Gurudev 不接受这些东西。
And then Tulsi went to earth and got lusty and this.
Yeah. 那里面这普拉尼姐呢，托西女神呢，来到地球哈、
啊，
又呢娶又嫁给一个恶魔啊哈等等的，然后呢变得很有色心。
苏达玛，
特别有
趣。苏达玛也被Sri Radhika 诅咒。
你说 this demon is 苏达玛 in the previous life。
看了之后，感觉
就变成夫妻了。
嗯嗯。
都是
那
个。
很世俗了啊。
We're very lucky to have a bona fide guru so that we can be directed to that literature which will help us advance towards Krishna praying。
所以呢，我们很幸运有这样的一个 guru， 他将我们哈引向了那些经典，能够让我们去到达了 Krishna praying 这个目标的。
And Gaur Premanandi
Kirtan.
Kirtan.
你来领吧 ，You got Kishore， 我来给你敲鼓。
Yuga Kishore can lead.
No, I want him to lead the Kirtan.
That's right. Yeah, good. Yuga Kishore, good guy.
哎，那个脑波在上面吗？
这个也没有，也是找到了，就是笔找到了。
脑波有吗？
Thank you for your very good questions, very intelligent questions.
他感谢你们的问题，你们问题很有智慧。
对。